Welcome back, and thank you for getting naked with Nate for another week, or for your first time. If this is your first time here, then this podcast is basically just a personal journal where I have conversations with people I love, or I just kind of monologue and chat about the things that I care about and think about and feel about in the world, and do it in such a way that I hope that it brings you some kind of openness in yourself, that it maybe helps you to look at yourself in a different way from a brighter angle, or perhaps even to accept some of your darker sides a little more kindly, or whatever it is. I just hope that by my sharing honestly, nakedly, that it can bring you something of value. And I know that it is bringing many of you value, and I want to say thank you so much if you reach out, if you're one of those who sent me an email or who comments on my posts at nakedwithnate.com or becomes a patron or any of those things. And I actually want to start this episode with such a big thank you to Anthony, because he has left a new review on iTunes, which you can also do yourself if you'd like. And it's a 5-star review. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to read this out to you, because this is... these kind of things really just hit me where I feel, and I love that. I love feeling, and I love the things that inspire that. And so it's human connection, it's appreciation, it's knowing that my random rambling sharings of this experience of being human land in your hearts and your minds enough that you want to say something about it. So thank you to Anthony, who also has upped his pledge as my patron. He was a radio patron and he's upped that pledge. He's left this review. He's written me a message. So Anthony, dude, I just want to say you rock my world. Thank you for believing in me, for witnessing, for feeling. And this is what he said. The title is Like an Online Brother. Like Nate, my mind rises and falls like a roller coaster ride you can't get off. His honesty, sheer love for life, appreciation of kindnesses, underlying misplaced self-deprecation, and pure ability to welcome all to his life is wonderful. He's sharing music, thoughts, experiences, and all in such an open, raw way, it makes you want to reach through the airwaves and hug him. Nate reminds me that I'm not alone in my thoughts. He's like the arm around my shoulder from a brother I don't have on tap at the press of a button. Nate's is a life that's valuable in its delightfully insular simplicity. His online social media problems are modern and replicated a million times over, but he's a sharer, sharing, not profiting. It's a fine line, and Nate is on the right side. Anthony, dude, you are a poet, a magician, and a kind motherfucker, because you've just said some of the sweetest things anyone's ever said to me. So thank you for witnessing. And I am still wrestling with this online social media thing. Actually, yesterday or the day before was the day I was meant to reactivate all my social media accounts after my month off. And I haven't done it yet because I feel anxious. I don't know how to do it in a way that's healthy. I don't know how to do it in a way that's going to work for me and for the people who are enjoying what I do. I'm just not sure how to keep it real and keep it healthy. So I'm still trying to work my way through that. I'm going to get more into that in this episode. This is just the intro. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to like update you and say hello. I'm back in South Africa. That's one thing. We just arrived, my sweetheart and I just arrived back. It feels like it was so long ago. I think it was only yesterday or the day before. It's been kind of a bit of a blur, but we're very happy. We're back on the farm. It's actually raining today, storming. We've got a big fire going and all the dogs are kind of lying around me because they're scared. I don't know if you can hear, but there's thunder in the background. There, I don't know if you could hear that, but it's super loud and the dogs are freaking out, but actually quite calm because they're around us, which is just lovely that they trust us so much. And so there's noises going on. My sweetheart is working next to me as well. So if you hear anything at all, just know that life continues. Whether or not we're recording podcasts or making videos or adventuring or whatever it is that we're doing in our lives, it's real, it's happening, it's unfolding. So thank you for being here. I decided that in today's episode, I wanted to share some music, some feminine energy, some of the women in my life who have inspired me musically, who have brought what I think is an honest voice, our honest voices to this experience of being human. And thanks so much to Anthony for his inspiring review and just the messages he sent me recently and just that feeling of connection. I wanted to play you a song by this woman named Flo Perlin. She used to regularly attend the open mic I hosted at Inspiral Lounge in London some years ago. And I remember when she first came, I think she might have even had her first ever time on an open mic stage, her first ever time performing for like an audience. Now, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that I remember that because we would get quite a lot of those kind of people. And I always felt so honored that they would trust me as the host with to hold that space. And the audience was always so kind. And we just held people so sacred as they stepped out into the world in a way that is like terrifying to say, here is my heart. Here is all of it. And I give it to you. And I don't know what you're going to think about it. And I'm going to do it anyway. So we're going to listen to a song of hers, and it's actually a song called Share My Heart, because I feel like that's what you are doing with me. It's what I'm doing with you. It's what we're the experience that we're having here together. So thank you for sharing my heart. Thank you for believing in me, witnessing and supporting and loving and all of that. So please enjoy the song, and then we're going to get into the rest of this episode. And that's it. I'll see you in a minute.
Footprints on the wooden chair, the one I wouldn't dare. 3 times was more than enough to get away from this bitter place. But rock around on the floor, you're the one I adore. I share my heart, what else is it good for? Oh, you'll be late, you'll be time, running off so divine. But share my heart and I'll make you mine. Our family, the ones you didn't see. Too bad, I know our love will never last. Surely things will pass. But rock around on the floor, you're the one I adore. And share my heart, what else is it good for? Well, you'll be late, you'll be time, running up so divine. But share my heart and I'll make you mine. But roll around on the floor, you're the one that I adore. But share my heart, what else is it good for? Well, you'll be late, you'll be time, running up so divine. But share my heart and I'll make
Flo Perlin. You can find her music on Bandcamp, and I will definitely be sharing a link to that in the show notes. So just visit nakedwithnate.com. You can actually, I've bought the URL naked.af, which was inspired by my friend Zach Valenti, who has an amazing podcast called focused.af or focused AF. focused as fuck. And so he bought the URL focus.af, and I just loved it so much. So I went out and bought naked.af. And if you visit that, it'll just take you straight to nakedwithnate.com. Anyway, but I just thought that was funny. And Zach's an amazing dude. And we're thinking along very similar lines around just trying to live lives that are creative, that have meaning for us, but that also don't like devour our souls at the same time, which is a part of what I've been wrestling with recently, is this idea of how do I live as a good human and have a job that I care about, which is making music, which is recording podcasts, which is more than anything sharing energy and creations in a way that inspires other people to feel good about themselves. And not just good in the way of like, yay, everything is awesome, but good in the way of like, oh my God, I feel that so deeply that I'm now weeping and it has broken me open to the absence of emotion that I thought was the way that I had to live. That's one of the responses I've had from people that my music has done for them. And that is important. That is why art is so important. And I want to keep doing it, and I want it to be valuable and real. And the challenge and the problem and the thing I'm confronted by on the daily right now is that social media, the way that it's currently structured, it is screwing us up. It is destroying society. These platforms are not built for human growth, for human positivity, for human accountability. They are built they use algorithms to work out what it takes to keep you on them so that they can use your attention and your data to sell that stuff to advertisers. And it's not that the people running the companies are themselves evil, but the algorithms are causing some really big problems. And I'm not just saying this from my own opinionated perspective. It's how I felt for a long time. But as I've mentioned the last few episodes, I've been listening to this audiobook, 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts, right now. And that's written by a dude who's like right in the inner circles of the Silicon Valley people. He helped to build Second Life, which is one of the first virtual reality platforms in the world. He's like so into tech. He's so in there, but he doesn't have any social media accounts. And so here I am after a month of social media where I feel substantially less anxious. I feel readily, like, listen, it didn't solve the problems. Let me just be clear. I said that last week, but I want to say it again. It didn't make things like suddenly everything is great. I have got some mental health issues around depression, around anxiety. I've got major issues with rage and with sadness. And I've realized and I'm acknowledging 100% that I need help, and that is okay. That's like the biggest realization and the biggest thing I've come to, is that I've used social media and I use other things like gaming or binge watching Netflix. I use these things as alternatives to actually feeling the super intense discomfort and pain that is living in some parts of me. And I'm not sure why, but I am here to resolve that. I'm going to be seeing a therapist. I'm going to be prioritizing those things. So I need help, and I'm getting help. I'm getting it on an emotional level. And I just want to, as always, shout out to my patrons, to the Natives Tribe, who support me on a financial level so that I'm able to even consider some of the things that I'm looking at around paying for some of the support that I need to get at this time. I'm seriously looking at this. Has to be a priority for me right now. I also have an album that I have raised funds for almost 2 years ago and was meant to be out like a year and a half ago, and that hasn't happened. And it hasn't happened because I have not been well. And I'm acknowledging that, like, without guilt or shame. It is going to happen though. That album is fucking happening. I am so excited for it to happen, but it cannot be a priority for me until I know that I'm stable enough that I won't lose my shit entirely if I put myself through that again. Because the pressure of trying to get it done was so much, and the guilt and the shame and all of the things that came up around it, of the worthlessness, that stuff is not good for me right now. I don't need it in my life. I can't have it in my life. So I'm looking at alternatives. So yes, I'm getting the help that I need. I do need help. In other areas, I need help. I realize I've been running this business of Nate Maingard, the musician, by myself since I started, which is 2011. I can't do it alone. I need help. I need people who are going to help me with copywriting and with graphic design and with promotion and with organizing tours and with like making this whole thing. Because like if I signed to a record label, I would have those people. Those people exist within the record label. They hire them to help the musician. The record label is the business that keeps the musician focusing on their music. I don't have any of that. I do it all myself, and I can't. I need help. I am like every other human out there. I have to be a part of an integrated communal experience. And I'm so excited when I say that because I can't do it alone. So that's what I'm also looking at right now. And I want to say a huge thank you to my friends and my patrons, specifically Tommy Darker, who runs wise.com. He's doing amazing things for musicians all over the world. He's really empowering musicians to be their own bosses and to work out how to do the things that need to be done to be successful musicians. And we've been chatting a lot, and he's going to be helping me out with some stuff. And so thank you, brother, to another wonderful, to Kate, who is one of my patrons, one of my top supporters. She works in marketing. She works in branding. She's going to help to me to give more structure and to have more of an idea of exactly what it is that I'm here to do and how to do it and what to focus on. Because I've been operating in overwhelm for like a long time, just the sense that I have so many options and that I'm so blessed from every direction, but I just don't know what to focus on. I don't know where to put my energy. I don't know how to structure my days. It's like I don't have a boss to answer to. I don't have any structure to that's been created for me. I'm like adrift in an ocean of uncertainty. And so I'm realizing all of that now. So I'm passionate because I'm just realizing how much I need help, and that is so cool. Like I'm going to get help, and it's great, and I need it, and it's happening. So thank you for being those people who are helping me just by listening and by engaging and by letting me know that this random sharing of my experience is helping you too, because that's great. Cause then we're in it together and we're not alone, and that's wonderful. And so yes, I will be activating some of my social media at some point. I think I'm going to start with Twitter because it's like the least sort of addictive to me. It doesn't pull me in the same way. And I love communicating with people through Twitter. I feel like it's easy to have really lovely conversations there that don't like suck me into dark holes of just despair. At least that's been my experience in the past. Whereas like Instagram is on the opposite end of that spectrum, where Instagram is so, the algorithms are just constantly showing me everyone else's beautiful, perfect lives. And I know that that's not true, but that's what it just comes up again and again and again and again. And I can't help but feel like I'm not doing okay. I'm not doing well enough when I look at Instagram. So anyway, I'm not sure of the solutions. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I am working on it. And I feel very supported by my partner, by my parents, by my family. I'm also going to be reaching out again to friends to visit in the physical. I've spent the last 7 years of my life focusing so hard on making my passion my career, and I did it, but I did it at the expense of health in a lot of ways. I spent so many hours and days alone in a room on my computer building this brand that is Nate Maingard because I care so much and I wanted to share my music. But what it meant was that a lot of my friends fell by the wayside, and a lot of the sort of activities and the things that make me happy in myself, for myself, by myself, a lot of those fell by the wayside. And so this is what I'm looking at, is balance, how to bring it all back into some kind of an ecosystem where I'm integrated into my life, where it's not just all focused in one direction. That's where I'm at right now. That's what's happening. I'm back in Cape Town. I have people already. I'm going to be contacting, like, it's moving forward. It might not be moving forward right now in terms of like, I'm going to be making more music or recording more albums. That is on pause right now, but it's on pause. The play button will be pressed. And so if you want to keep supporting me on Patreon, that would be super awesome. And if you don't, then I totally understand. Please know that I get it. If you think like, hey, I signed up because he was going to be doing music all the time and videos and traveling, all these things, and he's not, then I totally understand. Please don't ever feel obligated. I understand if you've got other priorities. So thank you for being in my world. I don't really have much more to say today. I just wanted to drop in, and this podcast episode is supposed to be out in less than an hour because I am that disorganized right now. And that is one of the things that I'm looking at and working on with my friend's assistance, is how to be my own boss and structure my own days and stop that overwhelm of like where everything's last minute and rushed. But I must say, even with that, I love recording the podcast this way. There's something about it that's just so much fun, like where it's like, okay, here we are, we're happening, it's free flowing. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm just saying it. And it's, I don't know whether you're enjoying it or not, but if you are, let me know in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. If you're not, let me know as well. Be like, dude, you should definitely plan that more. Say whatever you want to say. It's totally fine. I'm available for it. I'm going to play you another song, and then we're going to just have a brief little farewell. But this song is called I See Change, and it is by one of my greatest friends, one of my most inspiring people in the world. Her name is Nio. She comes all the way from New Zealand, and I love her to bits. And she's a wordsmith, a songsmith, a beautifully voiced woman. And this is a hard-hitting but important and beautiful and ultimately optimistic song called I See Change.
From the soul to the sea of faces that I see now before me, and yes, this is how I sound. No, it's not very American, and it probably won't sell, and that's funny, because I could care less about money. Me, I've got something worth more than gold and sweeter than the sweetest honey, and that's love for me. So now I can see that my happiness doesn't come in the form of paper currency, with pictures of old men's heads from history who have worked so hard to bring me to my knees and brainwash me to believe that I can't live as I please, despite the fact that the earth was gifted to you and me to live by the sun, the moon, the sea, to live with the knowledge that everyone is family, to live with this planet because I was born free. Free as the matter that surrounds me, free as the gravity that grounds me, free as the truth that empowers me. Can you imagine the day that God put us down and said, okay, go, live, laugh, love, create, unify and grow. And now everything's covered in one ton of concrete, and as Joni Mitchell put it, the paving over paradise so that you can park your car and come and see it. Wow. I guess our consciousness has gone a little wonky because we've got men making sticks to take selfies. Well, the statistic is that a third of our world is hungry. And I'm not singing this to make you feel guilty. I'm singing this to show you that you are me. And everything that you see is just a reflection of your own beauty. And we can change, no matter what the man might say.
Oh no, that's impossible. It's always been this way.
Well, it hasn't, and I want to see a new earth today. Well, how do you think a caterpillar became a butterfly anyway? Because it knew it wasn't indifferent to change and shed what it needed to fly in the light of the day. And I see love. Oh, and I see change. Revolves around the sun, live as you revolve around everyone, and evolve into a vessel of love that carries no burdens for what other men's thoughts have done, and be proud to stand up and say that we are one. We are no different from our brothers in a war-torn Iran, and these tragedies are the direct effect of capitalism. And truth be told, we never chose to be born into the system. But I've seen flowers break the concrete, so I'll listen and be witness with all of nature's wisdom. And
hard to follow that actually with anything to say. So thank you, my dearest friend, Nio. Your music is, as always, just profoundly beautiful. And yeah, that song really touches me. And one of the thoughts that came up for me while I was listening to it, and this is something I realized quite recently, is that I thought that making money would fix me. I thought that making enough, I've always felt, I guess, lived from a space of scarcity, or like an emotional state of scarcity. Like there's never enough. There's not enough. I'm scared of running out. And I thought that when I committed to music, I just thought, okay, like to be successful as an artist, as a musician, I just need to make enough money to survive, and then I'll be happy. Then it'll be good. Then I'll be happy. Then I'll be fine. And what's so interesting is that my Patreon page kind of reached the point of around $1,400 US a month. And for almost 2 years, or maybe even 2 years now, that's the kind of number that it's always stabilized at. I've done certain things, like when I did my crowdfunding for my album, it went way above that. And there have been times when it's gone a bit lower, but it's kind of leveled out at that amount, which is kind of like enough to survive on. And it's almost like there's some part of me that felt like that's what I deserved. And now that I have that, that's all I get. And it's like this scarcity mindset where, yeah, I thought the money would make it better, but the money doesn't make, the money allows exchange of material, and it allows a certain amount of security. But at the same time, there's actually been so much research showing that beyond a certain amount of money, it doesn't make you any happier. It can bring you, it can buy you some of the stuff that you need to survive. But beyond that, it doesn't make things better. And I've really realized that. And I've realized how important friends are, and how important connection and community and being a part of stuff that matters to you, matters to me, the stuff that matters to us is so important. And so, yeah, thank you to Nio for reminding us of that, like for really speaking it so truthfully, so honestly, with such simplicity and lack of bullshit, basically. I will put links to her music in the show notes. Please do support these artists. They are some of the most authentic people I've ever met, and I've had the permission to use their music in my podcasts. I can't play like most music on here because of licensing, and I wish I could play. There's so many good songs that I would love to play for you, but I can play these songs by my friends, and they are amazing. I don't think there are better songs in the world. So be sure to support them. One of the things that made me think of, actually, when she spoke about the caterpillar becoming a butterfly in the song, there's a book called Hope for the Flowers. I think I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but I think it's one of the greatest books ever written. It's an illustrated book for kids or adults. And it just speaks about what it is, you know, this idea of success, and what does success mean, and what are we searching for? And I really recommend that you read it and that you share it with everyone you love. It's kind of one of those books that I think could change the world if enough people really read it and understood it and felt it. So that kind of brings us to the end of today's episode of the podcast. I just wanted to say that I'm prepping postcards. I bought a bunch, or not a bunch, but I bought some postcards from Bangkok. Carly, my sweetheart, and I visited this beautiful, stunning temple. Like I actually started crying when I was there, because just to see how much love and attentiveness and passion and care had gone into making this thing, it just felt like, I just think that's wonderful. I think to see sacredness in action, and it doesn't have to be at a temple. It could be someone sweeping a street. It could be someone washing dishes. It could be someone playing music. But to witness the result of sacred attentiveness is one of the most profound and blessed experiences I can ever have. And so I really got to see that at that temple. And so I've got a bunch of postcards from there. I've only got about 3 or 4 extra, because the rest are already going out to patrons on Patreon. So if you want to get one of them, be sure to pledge. Go to nakedwithnate.com and click the Become a Patron button and pledge at the right level to get yourself a postcard, because I'd love to send you one. And obviously, there's a part of me that really hates like charging money for these things, but it is time consuming, and I have to value my time, even though it's really hard for me to do sometimes. So that's all. I just wanted to say one more thank you to Anthony for the beautiful review, for upping your pledge, for just being like kind of an inspiration for this episode, really just like shining light back at me, reflecting it so beautifully. If you listening want to be a part of this podcast in some different way, you can do that in several ways. You can go and you can leave a review that helps other people to know that this is worth listening to. You can also subscribe on iTunes, or you can subscribe directly. You can get a weekly email in your inbox. Just go to nakedwithnate.com and sign up there. Everything you need is at nakedwithnate.com. I made it really simple. If you could just remember that one link, you go there, you can become a patron, you can leave a comment, you can subscribe on iTunes, you can do all of those wonderful things. I really appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on this journey with me. More than anything, thank you for getting Naked with Nate. I'll see you next week. Oh yes, before I go, there was one thing I wanted to say. I'm going to leave you drifting out with a song by a beautiful friend of mine, another friend of mine called Kim Cassidy. And the song is called The Path of the Bodhisattva. And it is a very gentle, beautiful, chilled song. It's just going to kind of let you drift on. So take some deep breaths, calm yourself, breathe it in and let it all out. You're here and it's okay. New matter. So take care of yourself, take care of each other, and I'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.